I suppose one other thing that strikes me about the practice, the set of practices, another four, set of four, isn't it? That they're complete. That's what struck me about practicing when I led the Brahmaviharas retreats, which I haven't led for ages actually. That they're complete. There's an inherent completeness in them. So inwardly, in terms of inwardly, we've already seen how there's a completeness about them and how the world's affected. But inwardly, whatever vedana, whatever feeling arises, the Brahmaviharas sit in that Brahma, or our ability to practice the Brahmaviharas can meet that vedana. So whatever vedana arises, doesn't matter how strongly unpleasant or pleasant, we can, if we've got this practice of Brahmaviharas going, then it's as if it kind of moves into that nidana in a way, the Brahmaviharas, and block off the potential that we also have for craving and aversion. Inwardly, whatever vedana arises, if we practice these four meditations and put some effort into them, then we're going to be able to respond positively. And of course, we always start from ourself, which is also significant. So metta itself, well, there's all the words we use when we teach it. I'm sure you know them as well as I do. Loving kindness, appreciation, open-heartedness. I think you can also add in sort of secondary benefits from practicing metta bhavana, like confidence. I think it's can be a source of confidence, loyalty, faith. And yes, it's significant that it starts off with oneself. Leap into the all-encompassing cosmos. You start with yourself. It's a deliberate, intentional effort to go beyond personal preference. That's what it is. Every time we do our Brahmavihara practice, deliberate, intentional effort to go beyond personal preference. And practiced, we do them, practiced until it becomes natural. I suppose that would be the aim, to practice these meditations on the cushion and off the cushion, until they become natural. So natural that they become a samskara in us. We've got lots of samskaras. Oh, I presume you have. Some of them are alright. Some of them are definitely not alright. So these practices, I suppose it's the same with lots of meditation practices, but they can build up so they become natural with us, so that in the midst of being, contact happens, vedana arises, and then a Brahmavihara arises in response to that. That would be the natural response to wish for. So natural that it's a samskara. So they are developmental practices, aren't they? Bhavana practices. They're about becoming something. But you can't do them without being able to be in the moment with yourself. Moment by moment, you've got to be able to be with yourself. Otherwise, they're just not going to become.